undergoing a terrorist attack by Hamas.
The U.S. is without an elected Speaker of the House, a position second in line to the presidency. More from CBS's Christina Ruffini.
Votes to elect the new Speaker are expected to start about Wednesday next week in January. Remember, it took 15 rounds of negotiations and votes to elect McCarthy Speaker. It's unclear if any of the leading candidates have enough support to get the required number of Republican votes this time around.
Runners from around the world are in Chicago today.
Sunday is the 2023 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. The race is limited to 45,000 runners, and only runners who finish within 6.5 hours are officially timed. Five men's and women's marathon world records have been broken at this race, one of the six world marathon majors with Boston, Tokyo, New York, Berlin, and London. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
The Johns Hopkins trauma surgeon who treated survivors of a shooting at Morgan State University in Baltimore this past week is a gunshot survivor himself. Dr. Joseph Sacrin was shot in the throat when a fight broke out at a high school football game in 1994. He's now both a doctor and a gun violence prevention advocate. Five people were shot at the school. All are expected to survive. No arrests yet. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for everyday style priced right for every day? Kohl's understands. From cool days to chilly nights, we've got perfect picks for your entire family. Find warm layers, just right jeans, and shoes that move easily from work to weekend. Plus, bring fall home with harvest decor, candles, cooking essentials, and everything cozy. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. That's Kohl's.com.
Tiffany absolutely hated her job.
I was living paycheck to paycheck on a dead-end job that I did not like.
She'd been considering a change with My Computer Career.
I was able to qualify for financial aid.
Just two nights a week in a classroom and studying from anywhere online opened up a whole new world to her.
I get job offers all the time. IT is practically recession-proof.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
I highly recommend My Computer Career.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 53. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows level off around 38. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your ass. It is Keeping It Real Monday with Earl Ingram's Detroit Lion fan. So, hey, Earl.
Is that what you're trying to do, man? Get me, you know, jumped on?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. That's my buddy Gilbert Brown. And listen, we got some stuff to talk about this morning. And Gilbert, let's get right at it, man. The Packer game this past Thursday night with the Detroit Lions. And you were there live with one of your partners, Santana Dotson. You guys are watching that game. It's 24-3 at halftime. I remember the week before. I forgot who they were playing.
You forget a lot of
things. I know, man. Hey, you'll get there when you know, when your head turned white.
The week before was what? The Atlanta Falcons.
No, man. They came back and won the game. We have to ask the young man. Calvin, who did the
Saints.
Practice? The New Orleans Saints. Okay.
Saints.
Okay. So they came back. They were down 17-0. They wound up winning 18-17. Okay. Yeah. They didn't score any points in the first half. Yeah. They're down 24, and I remember you saying you knew they were going to come back and win that game.
Earl, hold
on, Gilbert. So now, here we are. They're down 24-3 to the hated Detroit Lions on Thursday Night Football, the whole nation watching. You sit with Santana. What's your thoughts?
Oh, you finished?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Let me set the tone. Let me set the tone for you, Earl, because I see – you know, you're a fan. But let me set the tone for you. There's a difference in us playing the Saints and us playing the Lions. There's a difference. The difference is the Detroit Lions.
Go ahead.
The Detroit Lions has heat for us. We beat them, embarrassed them so many times. They got heat for us. Saints ain't got no heat for us. We just out playing the game. Detroit Lions got heat for us. They playing their best game against us because they never been in this position before. So it's a different game. Stepping up. Number two, we got beat up front so bad that I am embarrassed. Don't put nothing on Jordan Love. Don't put nothing on the running backs. Don't put nothing on the defensive backs. Don't put nothing on the linebackers. We got beat in between the tackles like mama came downstairs and caught you doing something you ain't got no business, and she pulled that switch out and whipped you from here to Shinola. We got embarrassed at home. Up front, period.
So Calvin, do me a favor and look up the record between the Lions and the Packers in the last seven games. The Packers got to get used to getting a whipping from the Lions because the Lions been whipping them here lately. So,
Herb, I'm going to say this while Calvin looking that up. I have never lost to the Detroit Lions.
Hey, you haven't.
At
the
home.
Packers of today.
Yeah.
And so Gilbert, so when you make the statement you just made, you and Santana, man, you know, when you cats played together, y'all were wrecking balls. You just, man, it was hard for people to run. It was hard, man, for quarterbacks to drop back. So let's say you the coach, you come in. You saw what's taking place that first half. They're running the ball down your throats. And that's what the Lions was doing, running the ball down the throat. What do you say to your linemen?
Here's the thing, Earl. If you sit up there watching the game, you see the scheme. You see what the Lions are trying to do. And defensive line, me and Santana are sitting there watching the game, right?
Right.
Sometimes things happen that you can't overcome or is out of your control.
Right.
But then there's things that do happen, and it's like, How in the world does that happen? Either you got to be coached up, or you got to do, or your ability has to make you better. If you go, it was losing contain, and I'm gonna explain all this. Losing contain, they were getting two-handed or scoop blocked, reach blocked, and you got to ask yourself, if you're getting coached up, how does that happen? Are these guys that better than our defensive line that their scheme of blocking is beating our defensive line like that? You got to ask yourself that. See, people watching the game, oh, Jordan Love ain't doing this, and the running backs ain't doing that, and how come Detroit can do this? It's all about what's happening up front, people. Our front on offensive, defensive line has to play better for us to win games. And they're not doing that right now. They are getting embarrassed. And I hate to say that because I love me some Kenny Clark. I love me some TJ. I love all them boys, but they got their butts kicked.
Hey, Calvin, what is the record?
Yeah, so the Lions have won the last four games against the Packers. Before that, the Packers won five in a row.
Okay, so that's the Lions.
He going to cut you off in the first part. Five in a row. Wait.
Hey, Gilbert. So the Lions have beaten the Packers four straight games. They got the Lions have their number now.
No,
the
they
Lions
don't,
are
Earl.
For real.
Hey, no, Gilbert. They don't.
Okay, so that means the Lions have beaten the Packers two times in Lambeau and two times in Forbes Field. So the last four games, two at home, two on the road, the Lions have beat them. Ever since the coach that the Lions have right now, he got the Packers number. So here's what I want to say to you, Gilbert. When you talk about the fact that these guys have not been coached up, it was a short week. They came off of playing that Sunday, and then they're ready to play Monday. But you can't make that as an excuse because the Lions did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So they had both of them only had a few days to prepare. So let me, when you say those defensive linemen and offensive linemen, the schemes that are brought in by the coaches, when I hear you say the schemes, Gilbert, that tells me the coaches got beat. Because if the schemes weren't working, those are the schemes that the coaches get of players. I don't know. You played the game. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah. Hey, let's put it this way. If I was a defensive line coach and I came into that meet room,
you breaking today, everything.
I might lose my job from what I saw out there. The things that they were doing that can be fixed. And it's amazing because one dude can do something wrong, and that's touchdown. Contain-wise, inside-wise. And let me explain to you what a two-hat is. A two-hat or a scoop block is when you're lined up on the center or you're lined up on the inside shoulder guard, either or. One of them is going to hit you, come off to the linebacker. While he's hitting you to come off to the linebacker, the other guy's coming around behind him. So once he come off, he got a better angle to block you. The running back is coming off his tail through the hole. If you don't know how to play that, you're going to get two-headed every time. And the linebacker's going to get blocked every time, and they off to the races. That's the scheme. If you don't understand the scheme, it ain't how big, strong, or tough you are. If they put that on you and you don't know how to defeat that block, it's touchdown every time. That is the scheme, and that is coaching that we're not getting right now.
So Gilbert, I'll agree with you because, you know, you played the game, you know it. But the game today is they got cameras, video, and they're watching that from that play, the defense saw that, and they make the adjustments. You see them on the sideline. They got the videos and all that.
They ain't making them type of adjustments, Earl. Hey, come on. They ain't making them type of adjustments.
So, Gilbert,
if they made that type of adjustment, they would have stopped it.
Okay, but, Gilbert, if they're not making those kinds of adjustments, that's on the – you play for Fritz Sherman.
Coaching.
You play for Fritz Sherman.
So
would Prince Shermer had allowed that?
No, absolutely not. He would have put us in better positions to do that. That's why we only gave up 19 touchdowns at the Super Bowl year, because he put us in the right positions. Sometimes you can be aligned in a wrong position so that they can block you right away.
So it's
all about angles.
So, Gilbert, when I hear you, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, and now we're talking some technical stuff that most of the listeners aren't aware of, but that's what this is, a technical game, right?
It's called breaking it down. We're going to break it down so you can see it, so you can understand it. Stop pointing the fingers at Jordan Love.
Yeah,
pointing the fingers at, what's that boy's name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Dylan, stop pointing the finger. Point the finger at the fat guys up front that ain't doing their job.
Or should you point the finger at the coaches whose responsibility is, as you stated, to put the guys now where they're supposed to be?
Right. But you also got to understand this, Earl. Offensively, you can have it, but you can't execute it if the guys are not doing it, if they don't got the strength to do it.
Listen,
offensive line, we can't move nobody.
We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. You know, the game was on Thursday, and today is Monday. But we can still go back and talk about what took place, because, there's a lot of conversation about that game and the future of the Packers. We'll be right back.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Watson, who got a chance to get rich, won't be
he's doing something wrong to his body. He's doing something wrong, man. He got to reevaluate what he's doing. It could be something he's putting in. Is maybe he needs to stretch more. You just don't get a pulled hamstring by just walking down the street.
I know, but Gilbert, don't he clearly? They've got nutritionists, right? Why are you playing?
But he needs to do something for himself. Don't take what the team is giving you. Go out and get something done. You know what I'm saying? If this means that much to you, I'll go find me a guy and say, why? Because this guy telling me this, I'm going to get an extra guy to tell me something else. So I got 2 points of a
reference. Yeah.
Of what's going on, why I keep pulling my hamstring like this. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it.
Markets
I would
and
do it.
And the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Come on.
Arm me with harmony.
Naughty by nature, baby. You don't hear that break. Come on.
welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. These were the words, Gilbert, of Matt LaFleur, you know, after the game.
LaFleur.
Packers coach Mike LaFleur called the start humiliating. And if that wasn't enough to get his team's attention, he also said, we got our butts kicked. They whipped us. They manhandled us. Essentially, toughness, and more toughness. The Packers fielded an offensive line that couldn't pass protect or create consistent running lanes on the infrequent run plays LaFleur called. I see you. What
I've been saying for the longest, dog. He's saying it right there, but you always talk about what's the fix? What's the fix?
Threw for 300 yards against that Hawkeyes defense in a matchup a year ago. And now has Rutgers a first and 10 at the Wisconsin 14-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. Simon 6'3", 205 pounds. He is a junior. He has Kyle Manungai to his right. Simon takes the snap. He'll give it to Manungai up the middle. Drives down to the 10-yard line. Wrapped up by Muma Jungmeta. Gain of 4, second down and 6.
That's not easy to do. Simon comes in, injury, and he steps in. And right away, typically you want to kind of let him get his feet set, hand the ball off a couple times. They come right out. He delivered a nice strike, and Rutgers is in business here.
He appeared in 9 games a year ago, starting twice. In there now for Gavin Wimsett, who was shaken up in the play a couple of minutes ago. Second and 6, Rutgers rather, at the Wisconsin 10-yard line. Simon gets the snap, pulls back, looks, throws it up and away, incomplete. Way over the head of the tight end, Sean Bowman. And it's third down and 6 from the Wisconsin 10. A minute 34 left in quarter number 3, 17-0 Wisconsin.
Really good decision there by Simon, because what they tried to do is they sold the fake and they wanted the tight end to kind of sneak over the top of the linebackers. Well, Wisconsin stayed home, safety stayed back, and instead of taking a hit and maybe a strip sack fumble, just said, we'll live to throw another day, throw it out of the back of the end zone.
3 receivers right, 1 on the left. Aaron Young in at running back. 3rd and 6, Rutgers at the Wisconsin 10-yard line. Simon takes the snap, 4-man rush. Simon under pressure, throws to the right. That is caught by Young. Angles right to the 5. Young to the end zone. And touchdown, Rutgers. Aaron Young with the touchdown catch, and the Scarlet Knights are on the board with a minute 26 left in the third quarter.
Really nice job by Simon. Wisconsin ran a stunt, a little TE stunt off of that side. Got a lot of pressure in his face. He bided enough time to make that throw out to his back, and Rutgers is on the board.
17-6. Rutgers trailing Wisconsin. Jay Patel, sophomore place kicker, on for the PAT. And the kick hits the left upright. No good. That was a rocket shot of a kick. My goodness. And a misfire, so the lead stays at 11 after the missed PAT from Patel. 10 plays, 57 yards, 5:02 off the clock. We'll keep it here. 1:26 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 17, Rutgers 6.
I love that. You see the little close-up action shot of Greg Schiano. And finally they go down and get a touchdown. They think they cut it to 10, and hands in face, the palms of his face. Because we talked all pregame and all week, it's been, well, Rutgers special teams. Not to jinx anything, Wisconsin special teams has been the much better special teams unit this afternoon. It
really has. That's about those hidden yards big in the first half of play.
That was an absolute rifle shot, though, up on that. You could, you know, that guys are, you know, messing around in practice, throwing the ball. You try to hit the uprights, you can't do it. And he just hit a missile right at that thing, and it doinked out for on the good side for Wisconsin.
A little baseball term. It'd be nice to know the exit velocity of that kick. That was,
I'll tell you what, the field goal post, the engineering held up well.
It did.
You'd have thought that thing, especially with the wind blowing, could have twisted a little bit. Nope, snapped right back.
Could have had a problem. Jude McAtomney is on to kick off. Kenny Anthony, Chimre, DK, deep for Wisconsin. 1:26 left third quarter, 17-6. The Badgers lead Rutgers, and the kick is away. This is popped up. And a sliding catch and going to the turf side of the 30-yard line is Marty Stry, one of the team captains for the Badgers this year. They'll mark the 28-yard line, first and 10 for Tanner Mordecai and company.
It kind of been, I think we thought coming out, obviously Rutgers got the first half kickoff and they're able to move it a little bit. And you kind of thought, all right, let's hammer the football here. Well, Wisconsin didn't get a ton of touches there. Rutgers did a nice job of holding on to the ball. Here we go. Now let's see where we're at and try to rebound after your defense gave something up. Let's see if you can pick them up.
Braylon Allen in there at running back. Two receivers right, one on the left. Mordecai looks the throw, looks left. Drops it off to Will Poling, who gets knocked down at the 34-yard line. Gain of 6. And a short pass from Mordecai to his slot receiver. 2nd and 4 for the Badgers.
And that's a talent receivers need to learn, especially if you're going to be a little smaller bodied and going across the middle. Hey, you don't need to be a hero. Get the catch and don't take that big hit. Fumbles, everything else. Pauling did a nice job there.
Eric Rogers over there on the coverage. Two receivers either side. Snap to Mordecai. He's going to run it across the 35, and he'll slide. Started the slide a yard short of the line to gain. So the mark at the 37 of Wisconsin. 3rd down and 1.
I'll tell you what. It wasn't just me and you that were saying it. Looks like Mordecai's gotten that memo.
He sure has. Takes the snap. They get right on it. Here's Braylon. 1st down and more. Bangs across the 40, the 45-yard line. Ooh, he was bringing it. 1st down of the 47. 48, it looks like, of Wisconsin. That was powerful.
That was, you know what, you, it's the third quarter. You want to keep coming? All right, let's go. And Braylon said, I'm going to run you over. I'm not interested in juking around you. Nope, we're going to bring that contact on. And he brought it, much to the chagrin of Rutgers.
8 seconds left, third quarter, 1st and 10, Badgers 48-yard line. Mordecai fakes the handoff, looking, dances around. Now he'll pull it down and run, angles left, 50, 45. Mordecai inside the 40, covered up by Muhammad Ture at the 38-yard line. 14-yard scramble for Mordecai on the final play of the third quarter. Badgers do not score in the third period. Rutgers gets in, misses the PAT. Luke Fickell's Badgers will take an 11-point lead going into the final 15 minutes. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 3 quarters in the books at Camp Randall. Wisconsin 17, Rutgers 6. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24-7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. it only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium. A little scoreboard update as we are through three quarters at Camp Randall. Wisconsin leads 17-6. I'll just give you one. Maryland and Ohio State tied at 17 midway through the third.
Good timing. Time to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium. Way of the booth here on homecoming day. There you go. 17-6, Wisconsin leads Rutgers. Badgers on the move, driving right to left, south to north here at Camp Randall Stadium. First and 10 at the Rutgers 38-yard line. Braylon Allen stays in there at running back. Receivers right, two on the left. Mordecai pulls back, throws left, and it's incomplete. A little wide of the target. First, the tight end, Hayden Rucci.
Incomplete.
Flip Dixon, the safety on the coverage. Second and 10, Wisconsin at the Rutgers 38-yard line.
Yeah, that was the quick read. Read the run. Didn't see it. You know, tried to get a quick throw out to Rucci. Sailed it a little bit here, and now we're looking at a second and 10.
Trey Wettig doing more work at left guard right now. Two receivers right, one on the left. Snap to Mordecai, looking under pressure, gets away. Now he'll run up the left hash, 35 to the 30-yard line, and slips inside the 30 down to the 29. He scrambles for nine, and a Rutgers player is shaken up. You can probably give a good sound effect, that little move that Taylor put on. Huh?
I don't know how he escaped. That was Houdini-esque. An Appleton guy, right? Houdini? It was two guys flying through, and I don't know how Tanner got out of that, but he kind of slinked, and then he had a lead blocker, and it ends up, you know, he's close to picking up the first down.
Cornerback Robert Longerbeam is the injured Rutgers player. We'll take a break. Opening minute, fourth quarter, Wisconsin 17, Rutgers 6. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Fall is definitely here, so here are two quick reminders to keep you driving safely. Tip number one.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Like Usinger's sausage, how about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game, from the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy. Okay.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Longerbeam walking over to the Rutgers sideline. He was the cornerback injured on the last play. 14:39 remaining, 17-6, Wisconsin leading Rutgers. Patrick, I want to revisit a topic mentioned pre-kick. You know, moving forward here without the injured Ches Malusi, and Jackson Aker, that combo Aker and Allen showing pretty well here today.
Yeah, offensive coordinator Phil Longo thought there were at least three areas where they'd have to replace Ches Malusi's productivity. One, Allen probably touching it a little more. So far he's got 14 touches, 13 rushes, one reception. Also Aker, 10 for 53. And then the other one was more action for the slot receivers. And we've seen Will Pauling has a career-high 6 receptions for 49 yards, getting him to those short perimeter throws that they were finding with Malusi. That's been a big weapon tonight. You could see that wasn't something they wanted to reinforce today.
One thing they've been doing, and they're lining up this way again, is starting with Pauling in the backfield, where he is to the right of Mordecai. Allen is behind Tanner. Now they'll shift. Pauling slot on the right. Third down and one at the Rutgers 29-yard line. Mordecai will feed Braylon Allen. Crashing over the left side, he'll get the first down. Big Benosin out of the secondary on the tackle at the 27-yard line. So they get a couple of the first down to the 27 Rutgers.
Yeah, pretty simple. We're just going to run it off left guard. We're going to get movement. We're not going to give up any penetration and hand the ball to Braylon Allen. We're going to pick up a first down.
At the Rutgers 27. Allen to the right of the QB. C.J. Williams out to the left. On first down, the snap floats back to Mordecai. Under pressure, Tanner hit as he throws. Left side, it is Bob Auden, incomplete. Going up and trying to pull it down was the freshman Tucker Ashcraft. Would have been an impressive catch. Unable to make it. Boy, Mordecai was again under pressure. Got the throw away. Second down and 10 at the Scarlet Knights 27-yard line.
Gosh, you said it, Matt. I thought, uh-oh, I was ready to give the look up, but he was able to get rid of it, threw it exactly where he needed to. Give them, Ashcraft does a nice job. You give number 10 for Rutgers a ton of credit. He played through the ball, knocked it out of Ashcraft's hands.
With Dixon as the secondary man making the play on second down, swing pass, Braylon Allen inside the 25-yard line. Allen, penalty markers fly. Allen yanked down at the 22-yard line.
Might be a crackback block here.
Yep, coming up here against Wisconsin.
That's a good spot right there.
Holding, offense, number 87, okay. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, second down.
That's the first penalty of the game for Wisconsin. Patrick mentioned that as one of the keys. Wisconsin, that's clearly an area it's been trying to clean up and had been squeaky clean up until that last play.
Yeah, we'll take that. Yeah, that's an aggressive play. And what I like there, yeah, it's a 10-yard holding penalty by Rucci, but Braylon Allen out of the backfield, that swing pass, there was something there. We've been seeing a lot of just catch and go down. Nice job by Braylon to pick up something.
It's second and 17 at the 34-yard line. Aker in there now. Mordecai takes a snap, shoots it to the right, and a rolling catch made near the 25-yard line. Catch number 7 today for Will Pauling. Flip Dixon on the coverage. Third down and 8 from the Scarlet Knights 25-yard line. A minute 40 gone by, fourth quarter, 17-6. Wisconsin leads Rutgers.
Yeah, we're still seeing it. You can hear me kind of, because these snaps, a lot of flutter to the snaps today, and that's allowing the D end, because they're going off of movement of the football, that's getting them a bigger jump. The ball's taking a little bit longer, so while it hasn't hurt us yet, it's something I'm a little concerned about.
Slot left, slot right. Third and 8 from the Rutgers 25-yard line. Mordecai back to throw, steps up, fires to the left, and another sliding catch is made. And it's Pauling again at the 15-yard line. Had a first down with 2 yards to spare. So a huge third down conversion. Badgers back into the red zone. Brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers.
Great snap, good protection, and Patrick was just talking about kind of replacing Ches in some of the production. Will Pauling is having himself a day.
Skyler Bell slot on the right. C.J. Williams wide left. Aker the running back. Handoff. Jackson Aker over the right side. Inside the 15. Pulling a linebacker with him down near the 10-yard line. That was Deion Jennings. Was trying to hang on. Jackson Aker showing that strength. And gets it down to the 10. Second down and 5.
Trey Wedding in at left guard. Pulled. And what Jackson Aker did, I'm just going to follow my big left guard. Going to stay. I'm going to hug. He picked up 2 yards. and then bounced off late and was fortunate for Rutgers that they were able to bring him down.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Rucci starts in motion to the left. Mordecai hands off to Aker, trying to get the left edge. Little stiff arm inside the five, and he takes Flip Dixon down inside the five-yard line. First down, goal to go. Young Jackson Aker, he's bringing it. I've got him at 12 carries for about 63 yards. Make it 64. First and goal at the four.
I like that you say little stiff arm from up here. And maybe for us, I'll tell you what that is. He has just continued to bring the thunder with every carry that he's had. He's made the Rutgers defenders pay.
13th play of the drive coming up on first and goal. Mordecai. Hands to Aker, hit at the line of scrimmage and driven back. That is good football from Flip Dixon. Got to go low on the big fella, and that's exactly what the safety did. Second and goal for the Badgers.
I give him a ton of credit because Jackson Aker did a really nice job of reading that, and I thought, okay, one-on-one down at the four, and he has continued to pound it. That was a nice job of bringing him kind of submarine onto Jackson Aker's legs, getting him down.
Second and goal at the three. Braylon Allen in there now. Mordecai looks the throw, looks right, looks left, throws left, end zone, caught! Tucker Ashcraft! Touchdown, Wisconsin! Mordecai to the freshman, Ashcraft, and it's 23-6, Wisconsin.
Good play action fake, and all that needed was a little bit of time because you sell it, you sell the run, and you let Ashcraft kind of just sneak away, running away from all of the play action pass coverage going to the right, and Ashcraft just beat his man across the sideline on the far side, and a beautifully delivered football by Tanner Mordecai.
Terrific drive for the Wisconsin Badgers. Nathaniel Vakos on to attempt the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. Let's check out the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 14 plays, 72 yards, took 5 minutes and 34 seconds. We'll take a break, 10:51 remaining. Wisconsin 24, Rutgers 6. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting, it was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi. On Wisconsin, Tanner Mordecai with a 3-yard touchdown pass to the freshman tight end, Tucker Ashcraft. 10:51 remaining, Wisconsin 24, Rutgers 6 as we send it downstairs again to Patrick.
I think those of us who've been around Phil Longo know that he's a really interesting person. He's got a very, very laid-back personality. And in fact, he has that in his quarterback's room too. There's often food in there, feet are up, music is on, because he talks about he wants them to feel at ease when they're in that room. So he just came to the sideline now and gave high fives to all the guys on the bench, and he just real calmly says, way to be consistent, way to be consistent, always moving forward, no negative plays. And so what you saw there was a 14-play drive, 3 third down conversions, and other than the holding call, no negative plays. That's really important. Just keep moving forward. Be consistent, as he said.
Yeah, among what you were talking about there, the Badgers today now 7 of 13 converting on third down. That's pretty good, as Jack Van Dyke's kick will hook out of bounds. And that means Rutgers will start at its 35-yard line.
It's probably been about as good a field starting field position as Rutgers has seen today with the kick out of bounds. But, yeah, I think Patrick nailed that when you're talking about consistency and, you know, how can you go on a 14-15 play drive and you're able to overcome a penalty? That's what defenses are trying to force you to do. Don't give up big plays. Will Pauling with a couple of big third downs. Tanner Mordecai avoiding a couple of sacks and being able to kind of slink through, pick up yardage. That's what that's about, and that was a fantastic drive by the Wisconsin Badgers to hopefully, it's not over, but it definitely, that was one of those drives that you send a big message.
Gavin Wimsett back in there at quarterback for Rutgers. He's shaking up their last possession. Evan Simon ended up taking them into the end zone as Wimsett pulls back, fakes the handoff, pressured from Getz, hit as he throws. It floats up there and well short of Jaquay Jackson. Incomplete. And Wimsett under heavy pressure got the ball out of his hands. Incomplete pass, second and 10 Rutgers at its own 35.
Really, we've been calling C.J. Getz's name a lot today. He's made a couple of nice plays in the backfield. He's been getting after the quarterback. And Wisconsin's coverage unit in the back is allowing some of these guys, because of their coverage, to make him hold the football and getting after it.
Trips to the left. Malengai, the running back, to the right of Wimsett. 24-6 Wisconsin, 10:43 remaining at Camp Randall Stadium. Wimsett again pulls back, looks to throw, fires left, seam, high pass, incomplete, intended for Jackson at the 47 of Wisconsin. And it's now 3rd and 10 Rutgers at its own 35. Wimsett today 10 for 24, 112 yards, and that big pick six. Cardo Hallman bringing it back 95 yards late in the second quarter. So here we go, 3rd and 10. Rutgers today 2 out of 10 on 3rd down. Slot right, slot left. Aaron Young in at running back. Wimsett gets the snap, four-man rush, a throw to the left, that is caught, but Matry is there right away on Johnny Langan, and he wraps him up after a gain of 3 or 4 yards. They are well short of the first down. And Chiano will send on the punt team on fourth down and about 6 at the 39-yard line of Rutgers.
Yeah, haven't seen a ton of missed tackles there. There have been a few out on the perimeter, but for the most part, you talk about when you want to come back from a bye, cleaning things up. One penalty, and I think the missed tackle count way down from what we saw, especially out in West Lafayette.
Appleby on the punt. Chimray DK deep at the Wisconsin 20. Snap to Appleby, runs up, and the kick is away. Drifting to his left is DK. He'll let it hit inside the 20, inside the 15, and rolling near the 10-yard line before finally going out of bounds. They will mark at the 11. That's where the Badgers will start after a 50-yard punt. Just as touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit CaseIH.com/Badgers. 9:46 to play. Wisconsin 24, Rutgers 6. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza, and it's time to celebrate. October is National Pizza Month, so let's cheer the cheese, toast the toppings, and do a little dance for the deliciousness of Brewpub Pizza. At Brewpub, we get it. You're looking for a high-quality premium pizza that's literally an eating extravaganza, not some bland, skimpy, circular concoction that resembles a frozen pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with toppings in every bite, accompanied by the best award-winning mozzarella cheese from Scani. Snag a Brewpub pizza at your local grocery store today.
Badger football fans, great tackling can happen off the gridiron too. Rough trail ahead, tough to-do lists. In a Chevy truck, you can tackle any challenge that comes your way. There's Silverado, a legend in strength, capability, and technology. Or Colorado, with a durable, fully boxed frame and powerful engine choices to help you work smarter and play harder. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Time to spotlight today's best in the game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Our difference maker, Tausch, what do you think?
Give us a lot of deep thought, tough call. Yeah, I don't know. I'll let you pick it this week.
Well, after deep thought, the pick six. I'll go with that. I'm just stretching. Ricardo Hallman, the 95-yard pick six with 4 seconds left in the half. Rutgers was on the brink of getting to within three, but the pick six gave Wisconsin a 17-0 lead at the half. It's 24-6 now with 9:46 remaining. And the Badgers back on offense starting at their 11-yard line. Jackson Aker in there at running back. 65 rushing yards for Aker on 13 carries. Braylon Allen, 14 for 78 and a touchdown.
Yeah, I think this new... You know, with what we're looking at, how do you replace what Chez, production-wise, Jackson Aker has definitely stepped up to the plate today.
Robert Longerbeam back in there at cornerback. He was shaken up, pulling it. Is Mordecai angles right to the 15. Mordecai up to the 20-yard line. Saquon Loyal forced him to the boundary at the 21. It looks like right at the first down marker. So there's Mordecai again getting it done with his feet.
He did. Looks like his ninth rush of the day. Again, he's picking his spots, and what I really like about what he's doing today compared to what we saw in West Lafayette, he's taking a couple of hits, but he's gotten down, he's getting out of bounds, he's been smart with what he's doing after he's done running.
Skylar Bell slot to the left, Ashcraft to the right, now Tucker Ashcraft in motion, lines up wing on the left side on first down, making the handoff, Mordecai looking, pressured, steps up, and he cannot escape this time as Bailey...